southern tree, and strange-eyed constellations rain his stars eternally.
Thoughts?
I wondered, sir, if this portion of that unknown plane will Hodge forever be is like Rupert Brooke, sir. There's some corner of a foreign field in that dust of richer dust concealed.
It is. It's the same thought. Though Hardy is better, I think. It's more, down to earth. Quite literally down to earth. Anything about his name?
Hodge.
The important thing is, he has a name. Say Hardy's writing about the Zulu Wars, or later, or the Boer War, possibly. And these were the first campaigns when common soldiers were commemorated. The names of the dead were recorded and inscribed on war memorials. Before this, soldiers, private soldiers, were all unknown soldiers. And so far from being revered, there was a firm in the 19th century in Yorkshire, of course, which swept up their bones from the battlefields of Europe in order to grind them into fertilizer.
人人听力王.
So, thrown into a common grave though he may be,
he's still Hodge, the drummer.
Lost boy though he is on the far side of the world, still has a name.
How old was he?
If he was a drummer, he'd be a boy soldier, not even as old as you, probably.
No, Hardy.
Oh, how old was Hardy? When he wrote this? About 60. My age, I suppose. A saddish life, though not unappreciated. Uncoffined is a typical Hardy usage. It's a compound adjective formed by putting un in front of the noun or verb, of course. Unkissed. Unrejoicing. Unconfessed. Unembraced. It's a turn of phrase that brings with it a sense of not sharing, being out of it, whether because of diffidence or shyness, but holding back, not being in the swim. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
人人听力王.
I felt that a bit.
The best moments in reading are when you come across something, a thought, a feeling, a way of looking at things that you'd thought special. Particular to you. And here it is. Set down by someone else. A person you've never met. Maybe even someone long dead. And it's as if a hand has come out and taken yours. Let's just have that last verse again and I'll let you go.
Yet portion of that unknown plain will Hodge forever be. His homely northern breast and brain grow to some southern tree. And strange-eyed constellations rain his stars eternally.
Shall I tell you what is wrong with Hector as a teacher? And it's not that he doesn't produce results, he does.